it used to get a search warrant for the raid on former President Trump's Florida home under wraps. Mr. Trump says it should be made public in the interest of transparency. Republican Congresswoman Liz Cheney is not expected to win her GOP primary in Wyoming today, Cheney being challenged by Trump-endorsed candidate Harriet Hageman. In Alaska, Mr. Trump endorsing Sarah Palin. She's running in a special election for Congress. And the former president backing a primary challenger to Senator Lisa Murkowski. Back from his vacation in South Carolina today, President Biden will sign a big Democrat tax and spend bill, the so-called Inflation Reduction Act. More details at SRNNews.com.
My brother-in-law died suddenly, and now my sister and her kids have to sell their home. That's why I told my husband we could not put off getting life insurance any longer. An agent offered us a 10-year, $500,000 policy for nearly $50 a month. Then we called SelectQuote. SelectQuote found us identical coverage for only $19 a month, a savings of $369 a year.
Whether you need a $500,000 policy or a $5 million policy, SelectQuote could save you more than 50% on term life insurance. For your free quote, call SelectQuote at 1-800-940-6161. That's 1-800-940-6161. Or go to SelectQuote.com. That's 1-800-940-6161. SelectQuote. We shop, you save. Full details on example policies at selectquote.com/commercials.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for. Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Look for spotty random storms today, but look for an uptick in the number of storms tomorrow, Thursday, and Friday. But for today, mainly widely scattered, isolated hit-or-miss storms in the afternoon and evening hours. High today, mid-90s. Low tonight, 73. We'll be in the mid-90s again on Wednesday. Showers and thunderstorms becoming more numerous tomorrow. A few storms possibly strong. Then on Thursday and Friday, scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms, especially in the afternoon and evenings. Temperatures will come down just a notch to the upper 80s for highs. From the Bluewater Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Tired of renting instead of building equity in your home? ASE Credit Union can make your dream of owning a home a reality. ASE is owned by its members, so their rates are better than the big financial institutions. Visit your local branch or apply online today. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Alabama News Network, I'm David Lamb. Auburn police have arrested a man on several child sex-related charges. Police arrested 24-year-old Tyler Fox of Auburn on Friday. He was arrested on felony warrants charging him with sexual abuse of a child less than 12 years old, sexual torture, production of child pornography, and possession of child pornography. The Alabama Democratic Party has tabbed Montgomery attorney Monica Arrington to replace Sabrina Martin on the November ballot. Arrington's name will be on the ballot for Montgomery County Circuit Judge. Martin had her nomination for the judgeship revoked by the Democratic Party last month. And the AP Top 25 poll has been released. Alabama is ranked number one. They are followed by Ohio State and Georgia. Other SEC teams in the poll, Texas A&M comes in at number six. Further down the poll, Arkansas, Kentucky, and Ole Miss come in at 19, 20, and 21. Auburn is unranked but did receive votes. For these stories and more, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm David Lamb.
Hi, folks. This is Rick Clark with Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. If your AC system is not meeting your expectations, call us today. Our certified HVAC technicians specialize in perfecting your comfort. Family owned and operated for over 20 years with same day service, flexible appointments, and affordable pricing. Count on the professionals for all of your heating, cooling, and plumbing needs. Visit ClarkComfort.com to learn more. Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. Whatever it takes to make you smile. Alabama Certification Number 99004.
Let's be real. Mopping is a hassle. You have to fill the bucket. Pushing a wet, heavy mop around. Then cleaning the mop when you're done so it doesn't grow bacteria. A hassle on top of a hassle. Try Swiffer WetJet. With Swiffer WetJet, you start with a fresh pad and cleaning solution every time. And when you're done, you just toss the pad. Swiffer WetJet, the faster, easier, cleaner way to clean your floors.
At Charmin, we heard you shouldn't talk about going to the bathroom in public, so we decided to sing about it.
Roll Super Mega for your backside. Shake your booty, do the Charmin slide. Super Mega make you feel alright. Everybody do the Charmin slide. Long-lasting TP gets everybody going. Please, booty's clean and totally glowing. Shake your booty, do the Charmin slide. Change your roll less, go with pride.
Charmin Super Mega Roll is longer lasting, so you can change the roll less often. Enjoy the go with Charmin.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for news and views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
You never want a serious crisis to go to waste. And what I mean by that, it's an opportunity to do things that you think you could not do before.
Anyway, I am very willing to let the American public judge my physical and mental fitness. My physical as well as my mental fitness.
There are those that think I'm a very stable genius.
We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men and women created by you know the thing.
In politics, man must learn to rise above principle.
That's how you conduct yourself in a democracy?
I got hairy legs.
I got worms.
How dare you?
Joey Clark.
Welcome into News and Views from 9 till noon. I'll stop playing with my sound effects and buttons and just get to it, because we got plenty to talk about, and with a great man, we have Judge Andrew Napolitano here on the Zoom. You're looking handsome today, sir. How are you?
Well, I'm very fine, Joey, but you are the great man. Your listeners need to know that the segment that we did at this time last Tuesday has now reached 1.9 million views on TikTok. So you are, perhaps without even knowing it, since you are so modest, a TikTok superstar.
Oh, wow. I didn't even have to, like, do a dance or do anything untoward.
No, you didn't have to do anything ridiculous. You just had to be yourself. By the way, that is some cast of characters that introduce your show. I won't even ask where you got them.
I change it every day, but there's one, and it goes to our discussion today, especially with the continuing fallout from the raid of Mar-a-Lago there, the FBI raid, and what the DOJ and Merrick Garland is up to. It's one clip I constantly play. It's actually from an H.L. Mencken essay called The Politician, and the punchline at the end of it is, in politics, man must learn to rise above principle, or to put it another way, when the water reaches the upper deck, follow the rats. And I find that I've been saying it and singing this tune for years now. Some consider me cynical, but we're now seeing, with all this talk of, say, the rule of law and who is above the law or whatnot, it seems that we have an absolute mess on our hands and had one long before this raid. But I want to begin with, what is the latest? I think I saw this morning that Trump claimed his passports were taken. The passports have apparently been given back. But what is he actually on the hook for here, potentially, in terms of federal law?
Oh, he is on the hook for the violation of three federal statutes. Without getting too into the weeds, one prohibits the gathering and transmission of secrets, classified or not. The other prohibits the concealment and removal of secrets, classified or not. The third prohibits the destruction or alteration of secrets, classified or not. The reason I say classified or not is because Trump committed the cardinal sin of denying something before he was accused of it. And he did that when he said, I declassified everything that I brought to Mar-a-Lago. Well, the fact that they may have been declassified, and that's deeply troublesome, because in order to declassify, you have to tell the author of the document that it's been declassified. So the way classification works, somebody in the CIA tells his boss, we have these three people in the Middle East that are providing us at great risk to themselves, all this information, I need more cash to pay them. That document is top secret. SCI. It can only be looked at in a government SCIF. If that information were to come out, even if it's no longer top secret, those three people and their handlers would be dead. So that's an example of that. So that's why when you declassify, you tell the author. So the author of the document knows, I don't know why he declassified it, but he did. I better be very careful with these people, and I better warn them that their name could be out there. Maybe we got to get them and their families out of the country. An example like that. However, the fact that these documents were declassified, and I say this as somebody that's been the president's friend, President Trump, for 35 years. I say this as somebody who believes the Espionage Act is unconstitutional. Nevertheless, it is the law and people are prosecuted under it. The fact that they've been declassified is not a defense. What could also have happened is that unbeknownst to Donald Trump, Joe Biden reclassified them. Then he is in even hotter water because then he has top secret information in a non-government venue, which is even more serious than the other crimes that I articulated under the Espionage Act. We know the crimes the government is looking for because they the judge who signed the warrant stated in the warrant what those crimes were. What has apparently triggered the raid is that the grand jury subpoenaed whatever documents Trump took from the White House. He said he complied with the subpoena. The lawyers negotiated, government lawyers, Trump lawyers. Trump lawyers gave him a few more documents. And then one of Trump's lawyers wrote a letter to the DOJ saying, you now have everything subject to the subpoena. Then an undercover tipster in Mar-a-Lago tells the FBI, you don't. There are top secret materials in the safe. The FBI executes the warrant. They find the top secret materials. Now, this letter from the lawyer is very, very critical. Very, very critical, Joey, without getting into the weeds. The lawyer made a material misrepresentation to the government. If the lawyer did that knowingly, that's a crime. The lawyer can no longer represent Trump because the lawyer, him or herself, will be a defendant. If the lawyer did it unknowingly because Trump told the lawyer to say it, then the lawyer is a witness against Trump and can no longer represent him. And because the act of deceiving the DOJ is an act of deception, it's not covered by the attorney-client privilege. So the lawyer can testify to every communication with Trump. This is a terrible, the press hasn't picked up on this because, you know, lawyers sometimes get in the weeds. But this single letter is profoundly damaging to Donald Trump because it could end up having his own lawyer as the principal government witness against him, a person in whom he confided all kinds of things.
Man. Well, and I don't know if it's the exact same statutes, but I guess you could say Edward Snowden, Julian Assange, and now Donald John Trump, which I never thought I would say.
As much as I think the Espionage Act is unconstitutional because it punishes the exposition of truth for which there is a public interest, and the Supreme Court in the Pentagon Papers case said it doesn't matter how the publisher gets the information. If it's truthful, the publisher is immune, the person who makes it known, immune from criminal and civil liability. But Donald Trump himself called for Edward Snowden's execution under the Espionage Act, and now the very same act and the very same sections for which Snowden has been indicted are the ones for which I think Trump will be indicted. Again, Senator Paul last night called for the repeal of the Espionage Act. I could not agree with him more. I mean, this is the statute that Woodrow Wilson used to arrest Princeton students. Remember, he's the former president of Princeton and governor of New Jersey. He's the president of the United States at this point. What were the Princeton students doing that was an act of espionage? Reading the Declaration of Independence out loud in front of draft offices. Wow. And they got arrested. And they were in jail for the duration of World War I because they were never actually prosecuted.
It's absolutely insane.
This is an ambiguous, amorphous tool of totalitarian governments used to suppress legitimate dissent, the Espionage Act.
Again, folks,
what
talking.
Did Trump have in his safe? A piece of paper. Was it harming anyone in his safe? Answer, no. What is the essential definition of crime? Harm. Who was harmed? Nobody. Then maybe the government's ego was harmed. But that's not the law, Joey. The law is that government zealously guards and protects its secrets and goes after anybody that they think has come close to revealing those secrets. And the fact that he is a former president and the fact that he has enormous popularity in the country will not save him from a criminal prosecution.
Well, you're on a roll this morning. Again, we're talking to Judge Andrew Napolitano. You can always go to judgenap.com or check out his podcast, Judging Freedom. He'll even put
You can check Joey and the judge on TikTok.
Yeah. Join the millions.
I don't even know what the name of it is. I guess it was my TikTok channel, but yeah. You get the credit because you were the host.
Oh, I appreciate that. A great deal. Now, I don't think, no matter how popular Trump is, he may not survive this prosecution, but there are millions of people, as you know, who think this is untoward. This is the deep state going after Donald Trump again. And what does the law survive this? And it may be beyond just this moment with the raid of Mar-a-Lago. It seems like it's, the more we do these stories, and it's now been 4 or 5 years, where it's secret sources and intelligence agencies, top-level law enforcement, a bunch of rumor and innuendo, it seems to be eviscerating trust in the law itself.
Yes, it does. The public needs to know. You know, my column this week asks the question, how many criminal laws has Congress enacted? So nobody knows for sure. The guess is between 1,500 and 300,000. The more sophisticated guesses are between 4,400 and 5,500. But how can that be? How could nobody know? Well, the first place is Congress doesn't read what it enacts. Second place is many of these statutes are so ambiguous that even an experienced lawyer and judge like I am is head scratching reading it. Like, how many different crimes are contained in this section? It depends on how you read it. The public needs to know that the Congress has burdened the American public with criminal laws. Joe Stalin, monster that he was, once said, "Show me the man and I'll find you the crime." And effectively, the same could be said in the United States of America. In my view, Joey, all of these laws but two are unconstitutional. Now, I'm not making this up. 5,500 laws, 5,498 are unconstitutional. Yes, because the Constitution only authorizes Congress to enact two criminal laws. One prohibiting treason and the other prohibiting debasement of the money supply. All other crimes, those protecting life, liberty, property, even those protecting the government, like the ones they're using against Trump, Madison intended to be state laws, so it would be different in each state. So if you want to live in a highly regulated society, come to New Jersey. If you want to live in a society where you can count the laws on two hands, go to New Hampshire. You would have had that choice. No choice when the federal government has 5,500 laws burdening you and nobody can explain all of them.
Well, and I know we're coming up on our time here, but I really would love for you to present the argument you presented in your op-ed, your column last week. I know there are a lot in the audience that will appreciate it. I appreciated it, to where the decision in Dobbs v. Jackson overturning Roe v. Wade, Roe is still haunting us from the grave in a lot of ways.
Well, the decision overruled Roe's ultimate holding, but it did not overrule Roe's core rationale. The core rationale of Roe is that the baby in the womb is not a person. Dobbs allowed the states to make that determination. So we all witnessed the spectacle 3 weeks ago. You and I talked about this. Of the voters of Kansas voting by a 59-41 margin that the baby in the womb is not a person. the legislature in New Jersey has voted that the baby in the womb is not a person. Abortion in New Jersey is lawful up to the moment after birth. Well, is the baby in the womb a person? If the baby in the womb is a person, then that personhood is not subject to legislative or majority vote. I mean, that's how slavery came about, when the legislatures of the southern states voted that blacks were not persons, and the Supreme Court erroneously and lamentably upheld that. I mean, suppose they decide that 95-year-olds drooling in assisted living facilities are not persons. Can they do that? Well, under Dobbs, yes. But this is horrific. The right to live is a natural right. It comes from God. It doesn't come from the government. The government can't take it away unless it's an act of self-defense. That's my problem with Dobbs and all my right to life friends. And I am, like you, fiercely right to life, that are rejoicing in Dobbs. We have something that is just as bad as Roe, because it allows the majority to decide who's a person and who isn't. And the tyranny of the majority can be worse than the tyranny of a madman.
But on that serious but very well-made point, I appreciate your time as always, kind sir. Until next week.
Until next week. We'll see what the numbers produce today, my man. All the best to you.
Yes, sir. Again, folks, Judge Andrew Napolitano, check us out on TikTok. And you could also check out the judge at Judging Freedom, his podcast, or judgenap.com. More news and views here in a moment, folks. But first, we need to say hello to Eddie, because he's here today.
Hey, Joey.
How you doing, man?
I'm all right. How you doing, buddy?
I'm all right. Just okay.
Yeah?
Actually, I'm fantastic.
You over that big soiree you went to this weekend?
The big soiree? What are you talking about?
That big nerd fest you went to?
Oh, no. I don't know if they were. Some of them were nerds. You're talking about the GOP summer dinner thing?
Some of them were nerds. If we said, hey, nerd, you left your lights on, everyone
in
that place would have left.
One of the guys I saw who actually recognized me yelled at me across the reception, my favorite libertarian. You're calling Tim James a nerd?
No, he ain't no nerd.
I was about to say, come on, man.
He should be hollering at you across the restaurant. Or
yeah, Tim James is no nerd.
Hey, did he want to wrestle?
No, but he had a strong grip. I'm glad. I was telling you on the phone yesterday, I'm glad I've been working out. Because some of these fellas,
yeah,
Tim does it, John Merrill does it to a degree. But yeah, it's like generally, you know, the alpha male types, they'll try to do the real strong handshake and like hit you on the shoulder and the back and stuff. And
see how solid you are.
And now I'm like, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, but well, with some people, they could be going, all right, Joey. Been working out.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I don't want to hang out with those types of nerds.
Just saying.
But I heard you went
to that, and that's good. I hope you met some, you probably know just about everyone there, but I hope you made some inroads. Maybe we could have some new nerds on the show.
Yeah, no, in particular, I saw, and this guy is a nerd, but in the best way possible, Young Boozer.
Oh, yeah.
A treasurer
I'd
here
really
in
like
Alabama.
To talk to him.
He's going to come on probably a few weeks. We're going to let him go through a few more meetings so he gets the latest updates, so he has the freshest information when he comes on the show. I want to hear about Alabama's finances. And then also talk about the larger context. Me and him, even in that moment, kind of struck up a conversation about what the Federal Reserve's doing right now, where the markets are going. So I very much think he's a wise man on these matters. Look forward to talking to him. Yeah, and just got to see a few folks that been on the show in the past and whatnot.
Was everybody dressed up well?
Most people.
To the nines?
I wore a suit and tie.
Well, you clean up pretty good.
Yeah, some of the reporters there wore jeans and didn't even wear a tie. And
you're
kidding
me, Joey.
I'm like, dadgum.
That's how you know you made it.
Yeah, I should have just, like, I'm a talk radio host. I need to play up the role, like, show up in sweats.
I was going
to
say, you should have, yeah.
Greg Budell taught me this.
I was going to say, you wear a nice shirt, but then sweats and some hose slides, and you're good to go.
Some what?
Hose slides.
What's that?
Like flip-flops.
Is that one of those Chisholm terms?
No, that's an incredible, unique term that describes hose slides. They're shoes that you wear instead of flip-flops that you put your toe between.
Mm-hmm.
Hose slides cover your whole foot.
What is the etymology of that term?
Drive through most neighborhoods and you'll see
like
women
people
walking
garden.
Down the road with
flip-flops. Wait, no, I thought it had to do with gardening.
Oh, no, no.
Oh.
Because when you heard
good morning, everyone. Thank you for that, Eddie. Welcome back to the show.
Well, hold on. Let's get to the real definition. Hose slides are shoes. When the hoe's in a hurry, she can slide her feet in and get on out of the door.
Eddie, stop while you're digging the hole deeper.
I've wanted to get the full explanation out there.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. This part of the program brought to you, folks, by Heirloom Jewelers. And True Booth has got it going on over there at Heirloom Jewelers. And whether you're looking to buy or sell fine antique or estate jewelry items, True Booth is the man to go see there at 6948 Vaughn Road here in Montgomery. And if you stop by, you'll see he has this incredible selection. He's always restocking that showroom.
Yeah. Doesn't he just like fly around the U.S. buying jewelry on the regular?
Yeah, he's got a network of hundreds of buyers and sellers across the United States. Always going to different shows and stuff to get the most popular styles here in the River region.
Incredibly unique jewelry.
Right. And that way he can, well, get you what you need, especially like a unique engagement ring or maybe you're wanting to treat yourself.
Oh, nothing wrong with that.
Or get out of the doghouse. I mean, earrings don't hurt.
No, they do not.
Yeah, you know what I mean.
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean.
And so you can buy in person, of course, but you can also shop online. Do the whole process online at heirloomjewelers.com. And whether you buy in person or online, use the promo code Joey.
Joey.
J-O-E-Y, and you'll get 10% off your purchase there at Heirloom Jewelers. And if you're looking to sell to True Booth, just make an appointment. You can always call them at 260-0066. Make an appointment that way. Or make an appointment online. Show up on the appointed day and time with your items. Troop will look over what you bring in, give you an offer, and if you agree to the value of that offer then and there, you get paid.
Right then and there, Joey.
It could be $50, $100, even $1,000.
Could be like $300-something like our buddy got.
Yeah, it could be $10,000.
Yeah.
$20,000 for maybe a nice Rolex. Or it could be over six figures. Sometimes you bring in something truly special. That's why True Booth does it by appointment, so he can take the time to know he's giving you a good, fair price, the right price. So check him out today. That's True Booth and Heirloom Jewelers, great sponsor here of News and Views from 9 till noon. And speaking of that GOP summer dinner,
yeah,
my op-ed for 1819 News, that's out today.
Oh, it came out today?
Yeah, and it has to do, it's in the context of that summer dinner.
Are you going to take some time and read it today?
I could. I was pretty much going over it yesterday.
Oh.
But yeah, we could revisit the idea. More news and views from 9 till noon when we come back.
Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV, News Talk 93.1.
The Health and Wealth Show. The Health and Wealth Show. The show so nice, we said it twice. Weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1, WACV. The
Health. Make it up, son. Joke's over, hey?
You understand the importance of regular maintenance to keep your car running at its best. So, remember to take the time to take care of yourself. Getting a COVID booster once you are due for one helps extend protection against serious COVID illness, often treated in a hospital. Find boosters near you at vaccines.gov. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Honey, it sounds like you have a little sinus congestion.
I do. I went to Adams Drugs to get a nasal decongestant, and I'm sure glad I did. I didn't realize that I couldn't take some sinus medications because of my high blood pressure.
What did they tell you?
The pharmacist overheard me talking to the clerk, and she knew that I had high blood pressure because I get my prescriptions filled there. She came around and talked to me and actually recommended a different sinus medication than the one I had picked out.
I wouldn't want you taking something over the counter that makes your blood pressure spiral out of control. Sounds like she may have saved us a trip to the emergency room.
Adams Drugs definitely go the extra mile. Always have, and always will.
I love the customer service. It's great every time I go in there. I'm so glad they helped me take care of my wonderful husband. I'm going to tell all my friends to go to Adams Drugs.
Visit us, adamsdrugs.net, for the location nearest you. With 12 Adams locations, we've been serving families in the River Region for 60 years, and we look forward to serving your family's needs as well.
Hi, Jeff Baranka with Chappie's Deli.
And Mike Costanza here, talking about full service. When you come to Chappie's Deli, you sit down as a family, and we'll take care of whatever you need. We are called to serve. And at Chappie's Deli, we take that calling seriously.
What you've heard about probiotics is probably wrong. I eat yogurt, so I don't need to take a probiotic. Probiotics? They don't really work. It's time to learn the truth about probiotics and join the Align Healthy Gut Team Up. Align has probiotics to naturally help relieve occasional bloating, gas, and abdominal discomfort. Try Align probiotics for a month and see how great a healthy gut can feel. Get $2 off your first month of Align at AlignProbiotics.com.
Domestic violence does not discriminate. No two victims face the same challenges. Blue Water Broadcasting and AirNow Home Services ask you to help us shine a light on domestic violence in the River Region by helping victims and survivors from the Family Sunshine Center get on their feet while transitioning from the shelter to safe living. Drop off your donation of household supplies, such as kitchen supplies, bedroom and bathroom essentials, and cleaning supplies to AirNow Home Services on Main Street in Millbrook for electrical, heating, and air. One call, one company. Donate what you can and help us shine a light on domestic violence, benefiting the Family Sunshine Center from Blue Water Broadcasting and AirNow Home Services.
To find out how you can help, go to newstalk931.com.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Are behaving the way a superpower ought to behave.
Well, our behavior has produced some crappy results.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. Well, it looks like First Lady Jill Biden has tested positive for COVID. You think she's going to be okay, Eddie?
Yes, Joey.
Well, she's a doctor, so she can administer meds herself.
I have no love for that.
Her and also, we reported on it yesterday, the Pfizer CEO, who got four Pfizer vaccine so-called shots, he got COVID.
I wanted to bring that up because when that all first came out with vaccines, he got caught on a hot mic saying, I don't have the vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
So evidently after that day, they doubled down on some vaccinating of him. And you say now he's got four boosters. Again,
or two boosters, he's got four total.
Okay. Hot dog water, folks. It's hot dog water.
Okay, Limp Bizkit.
I'm just telling you, it's hot dog water. They're putting in you. If you're lucky.
And by the way, we double-checked. Eddie is right. He put hose slides into the Google machine, and it came up with those stupid little slippers.
Called hose slides.
And they are called hose slides. So I thought you were making some untoward joke here early in the morning, but it turns out you're just telling the truth.
I'm sorry, Joe. I know you live above the fray, but down here in the fray, we
No, yeah, I try to live different... up where the air is crisp, yeah. Above the hoi polloi. Consider me part of the hoi colloi.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, yeah. I can talk to the masses, but I really belong to the class. 272-9228. I'm also full of crap. 272-9228. No, this Trump thing is just getting crazier and crazier.
What do you think about him saying that he wants the tone of everyone to calm down?
Well, of course, that's a threat.
How is that a threat?
Because it means he's controlling the people. He's the one fanning the flames. If he can turn down the gas, then he's the one holding the knob. That's their ridiculous logic.
Yeah.
Now, we're getting into territory. It is now however many election cycles where the FBI and the intelligence community and the DOJ are right in the thick of politics.
Too much so, Joe.
But as you heard the judge earlier, the Espionage Act was abused for political purposes all the way back over 100 years ago. They've been abusing their power for a long time. And by they, I mean whoever ends up running the government and holding certain levers of power. Do they always abuse that power? No. If you can get something done on the up and up, if you can get something done completely truthfully... If telling the truth is to your advantage, then you do it. But if the truth is inconvenient, and if, well, certain laws being applied equally are troublesome, problematic, getting in your way, then sometimes you got to lie and cheat.
That's just part of it?
Yeah, that's just part of it. That's how it is to be a statesman in this world, Eddie. That you always tell the truth unless it's necessary to lie.
Wait a minute. Say that one more time.
You always tell the truth. If you're a statesman, if you can accomplish your political goals by telling the truth, okay. You tell the truth, damn it. But if the truth is inconvenient for your political goals, then you lie.
You make it sound simple, Joey.
It's that simple. Like, folks keep looking at me, Joey, you keep saying politics is force and fraud. And the force need not be violent, and the fraud need not be conscious. Like, you sound so cynical. Like, open your eyes. Look at the people who claim to be your betters, who claim to be leading you. It looks like they're leading you to ruin. Building ruins right here in our midst. We'll see where all this goes. But right now, I think the rule of law is being frayed by the day. And the Trump forces are only uniting. Today, Liz Cheney is on the chopping block.
Hi-ya! It's coming down on her today. And I hope Murkowski's the same way.
I haven't gotten a hi-ya out of you in a while.
I'm so sick of her, man.
Well, apparently, she's down by 30 points.
She even had to get her dad, which I don't know if you saw the commercial with her dad, but he looks like the devil himself.
Yeah, I need you to vote for my daughter.
Oh, Cheney? Yeah, we played the clip together.
It's horrible, Joe. I actually saw it last night.
I believe in Liz. I don't have a heart anymore, literally, but I believe in Liz so much she's going to take down Donald Trump. She's an independent thinker. Is that what Duke has been calling, saying? Give me a break.
Looking at him, I mean, he was in the camera, you know, talking to the camera. It reminded me how much I distrust Dick Cheney.
It's creepy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's go to Chris. Hey, Chris, how you doing?
Hey, guys. I wonder if Jill Biden's walking around pacing in the West Wing in her room with her hose slides on.
They're comfy, I have to admit. I see a lot of fellas at the gym wearing those.
They're very comfy.
Some people like to squat and do deadlifts in their socks.
I'll go ahead and tell you, if you get arrested and you spend any moments in the Ripley Street Motel, they issue you a pair of orange hose slides.
Oh, really?
Yeah. There's some orange hose slides. That's exactly right. Mm-hmm. That's what all the sagging came from. Remember back in, everybody was like, everybody's sagging. See people walking down the street in Montgomery.
And then people holding their pockets and like, it's just...
Yeah. Yeah, they're like pulling up. And you know, the two problems with that, one is that when you try to get away from the police, they slide down. You can't get away from them. And the second thing, you're trying to emulate being in prison because they always give you a larger jumpsuit than you should get. So I just never understood that.
Yeah, but it's big house chic. You know, it's a cool look. Anyway.
I was calling, you know, there's a lot of talk right now, and especially some people in the right wing. They're a little concerned, and the concern is now the FBI, because they've gotten so good at it now, is that there's going to be a false flag trying to, especially they make a move on Trump, and they already have, of course, but there scares me a false flag, you know, against maybe law enforcement or the FBI. So people are, you know, there was a big event that's supposed to happen at the FBI office in D.C. that's been canceled. So there's a lot of some uneasiness.
Yes.
Because of what's going on. And the fear is, of course, the FBI would pull a Michigan governor's thing or a Jan 6, or you name it, a little false flag action to blame against conservatives, which I can completely see it at this point.
Well, and it doesn't necessarily have to be that overt or organized. My theory has been that especially this raid is sort of a kick the dog strategy. Perfectly normal dog, but you kick the dog, it barks, it yelps a little bit, you kick it again, it finally tries to bite you, and you go, it's a mad dog, muzzle it, or shoot it.
That's right. Yeah, you wonder if they did that on purpose to kind of get a reaction.
Right.
Well, if so much of this stuff was so vital, why did it take them so long to go after it? And it just... I appreciate, and what Judge Napolitano told me this morning, I actually read Jonathan Turley talking about... yesterday, read Turley's piece as well. They're trying to go for the Espionage Act and hook him with it. I don't think he's actually going to end up with any big problem, Trump himself. I think maybe his lawyers will. And you know what? To hell with it. Whether or not they go after Trump, try to charge him with some crime, he should run again. Let the people decide. Ooh. Other folks have run for Congress from jail and won.
Thank you.
Well, they can't afford him running again. I mean, if anybody with any common sense steps back and sees all this money, time, effort, lawfare they've thrown at Trump, I mean, why do they not want this guy there in the hot seat again? Why do they want him in the Oval Office again? I mean, what are they so scared of? I mean, are we so down the chute now that their people are so corrupt and the FBI and all that they know their days are numbered?
Yes, that, to me they're acting insecure. Yeah. And weaker is too. Insecure and weaker. Now, yeah. Just because they're weaker than they have been before doesn't mean they're not strong. They're very strong.
Hey, I've always said the most dangerous thing is a hurt dog, right?
Yep.
I mean, he's at his weakest point, but, man, you don't mess with the dog that's been injured because they will eat you up. So that's the way I look at it. I think the globalists are seeing their days are numbered, and this is when they're the most dangerous, and that's why I'm scared of, you know, Uvalde. I know this might be conspiratorial. I mean, what happened there? Was that you know, as a conspiracy person, that there's just no coincidence. I mean, was that to get our guns away from us? And then you have 87,000 IRS agents. Then you have the Postal Service and the IRS getting all the ammo. And it's just like they're kind of ramping up for something. You know, it's either coming together or just doesn't make sense. I'm just not sure, but. I mean, this IRS thing, that's scary. Are they going to go after people and say, you know what, Trump, y'all got Trump, we're not going to pay our taxes. Well, golly, we got 87,000 agents that are going to make you pay your taxes. Or, you know, I just don't know. I mean, the whole thing is just seems so contrived and diabolical, really.
Well, and it's a shame that you got to be suspicious and keep your head on a swivel. Folks, don't do anything dumb. Is my advice. Good advice. It's been around in the libertarian world for a while. If somebody starts offering you money or urging you to go do something illegal, assume they're a federal agent or the opposition, at least.
Absolutely. I think the internet, instant messaging, even video games, I'm telling you, man, there are people out there who, I don't know who they could be. I think they're talking to people. They target folks. They know that they're weak. And they know how to manipulate them. I'm not so sure they don't do that on purpose and trigger folks.
Right.
I mean, I've always said that. I've always thought that some of these mass shooters and things like that, I'm not so sure they're not on video games. And, you know, they think they have a friend or something on there, but it's somebody kind of whispering in their ear, you know?
Yep. Well, and it's not in every instance. I don't think I'm as far down the rabbit hole, though I empathize with you, Chris. And some days I get there, maybe I'm worse than you. But, we'll see. Weird, crazy, interesting times. I appreciate the call, man.
Hey, and by the way, can I get a shout-out?
Yeah.
Hey, Stephen Reed, there's a guy with a queen-size mattress underneath our interstate. Maybe you can get out of one of your junkets and go check out the trash on Eastern Boulevard. It'd be nice. By the way, the DOD guy that I talked to about it, he's never received a call from anybody. He's a new guy working on the DOD. DOT here in Montgomery County.
Yeah, yeah.
Never received a call.
Hmm.
So I think he might need to get off his duff and maybe make a few phone calls and get that grass cut and that trash picked up.
Actually, folks, if y'all could do me a favor, and I don't care if you get a voicemail or a real person, just blow up 311.
Yeah.
311, keep calling it and tell them about that, what Chris just laid out.
Yeah.
I wish they would.
Hey, and I tell you what, they called me back, and the sanitation guy for the city called me, and I'm telling you right now, this is a higher-up issue. This is not a sanitation issue. They're stretched thin.
Yeah.
This is a leadership issue, folks, and this is what you get when you have a blue city. It's just like every other one all over the country.
Well, I appreciate it, Chris.
Y'all
see
you,
Chris. Have a good one, buddy.
Let's go to Paul real quick. Hey, Paul.
What up?
Hey, buddy.
How you doing, Paul?
Been a minute.
Yes, sir.
It's been since your birthday. You had a birthday over the weekend, didn't you?
Hey, you ain't got to publicize that. Too many people out there might put two and two together and know who I am and realize I'm still around.
Oh, I got you. Mm-hmm. I got you. Mm-hmm.
So, but what I was thinking about is, how is the Trump team looking at all this free publicity? Because that's what I'm looking at, because these Democrats are digging themselves a hole that they're not going to be able to dig themselves out of. And it's got all kinds of smut on their face right now. And some of the Democrats are sort of saying, wait a minute. What in the heck is going on here?
Yeah.
Even though they were thinking Orange Man bad, they got to be looking at something definitely is not right. Meanwhile, the Trump and the Trumpers, they should be looking at this as slapping them in their face. I mean, I said that all wrong. The Democrats slapping themselves in the face. Meanwhile, Trump is getting free airtime, radio and television.
Yeah, though part of me suspects that's part of the strategy is to turn up the heat, and that'll get a demoralized base out there. Oh, we got to fight the big bad orange man again. So that will encourage folks, as opposed to, say, the economy. They tried with the whole war with Ukraine to really rile up the patriotism. I see some Ukrainian flags around here, which I'm just like, y'all will fall for anything.
That's what I think when I see them around here.
Just fall for anything. But I don't think most of that's worked. Even look at this, the overturn of Roe v. Wade. It's going to affect some places. It depends on the locale.
Yeah.
But it's not the same, you know, summer of rage or anything some folks were predicting. So I think what they claim got him over the top in 2020 was facing Trump. So let's bring back the big bad man and rile up our base to get the vote out. We'll see.
I think it's going backfire. Later, guys.
Thank you, Paul. 272-9228. Yeah, it's an interesting game. Sometimes it's like, well, give them what they want. Instead of running a national campaign on issues, nationalize the race from a Democratic perspective around Trump. Maybe it'll work, maybe it won't. We'll see in November. 272-9228 is part of the program brought to you by Bo Goodson and the Goodson Group. And the Goodson Group, Bo Goodson, has a unique understanding of the River Region real estate market because he's been helping buyers and sellers in the Montgomery and surrounding areas for over 40 years. I believe 45 years to be exact.
Wow.
And at the Goodson Group, not only can they help you with buying and selling your property, they have management services available should you want to rent out your home. Great service they offer. For a reasonable fee, it'll still be a performing asset for you. And then at the Goodson Group, I think the crown jewel there is the Bo Goodson Real Estate School, one of the most highly acclaimed programs here in the state of Alabama because, well, it's a very interactive course, a lot of back and forth, and a lot of real-life scenarios Bo's teaching you from, the good, bad, and ugly. You can learn from it all. And a lot of folks have gone on to graduate from the Bo Goodson Real Estate School and really hit the ground running with success, whether as a licensed agent or just a more knowledgeable player, like I said before. So check them out today. That's the Goodson Group. You can always go to thegoodsongroup.com, simple enough, or call them at 551-0225, 551-0225. And be sure to tell them that Joey from News and View sent you. We got to hit a quick break. Come back to Cooper and Skeeter?
Skeeter.
Yeah. Huh. We ever talked to Skeeter before?
I don't know if it's a Skeeter that I know, but
I've known a Skeeter or two in my day. More News and Views when we come back.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Do you have a cell phone or tablet that isn't charging, dying fast, or maybe the screen is damaged? Don't get suckered into buying a new one. XI Repair can fix your current device same day and in under 30 minutes. Their certified technicians fix and recover data from thousands of cell phones, computers, tablets, game consoles, and drones 7 days a week. Give them a call today at 334-777-1234 or visit them online at xirepair.com.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Great news from Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Call about a significant pay raise. Call now, 855-777-9785. That's 855-777-9785. Wiley Sanders Truck Lines.
Rich Thomas Weather. Well, hi, everybody. Get ready for a hot August day. There'll be some spotty storms, but not many. Today's high temperature in the middle 90s and mainly widely scattered, isolated hit-or-miss storms this afternoon and this evening. Tonight's low down to about 73. We'll be in the mid-90s again on Wednesday, but showers and thunderstorms become more numerous and maybe a few stronger storms possibly. Then Thursday and Friday, look for scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms, especially in the afternoon and evening hours, and the temperatures come down just a bit with highs in the upper 80s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
At CB&S Bank, we've been meeting the needs of our customers since 1906. Need help setting up new business goals? Our line of commercial loans can help you achieve them. Go to cbsbank.com to find a location near you. All loans subject to credit approval, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Thinking about new flooring for your home or business? Since 1969, Georgia Floors Direct has guaranteed the lowest prices on the River Region's largest inventory of all types of flooring. Call or visit GFD today. Georgia Floors Direct, Eastern Boulevard, across from Lowe's.
Another Guardian Credit Union story.
Hey, are we chumming the same as usual?
Yeah.
How's your baby girl doing?
She's great, but with three kids, we really need more space.
You should check out Guardian Credit Union. We got a home equity line of credit from Guardian to finish our basement. They have low rates and a great team that's easy to work with.
Really?
Yeah, my mom got a Guardian home loan to buy her house. They refinanced, too.
Thanks. I'll check them out.
Connect with Guardian for all your lending needs.
Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity. NMLS number 912757.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Those that think I'm a very stable genius.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 is our number here. We're getting a lot of calls today.
Maybe it's just your uniform that's screaming that.
Yeah, I'm wearing all white today.
I see.
Well, Labor Day's coming up, so.
Ooh.
I'm getting all my.
People, you don't wear it after Labor Day?
No, I don't care. Let's go to Cooper. Hey, Cooper.
Hey, Joey, how you doing?
I'm all right. How you doing?
How you doing, Cooper?
I'm good. You know, I preface my comments with I love Trump, but he exasperates me a lot of times.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just wondering now, if they had these boxes of whatever it is, he's got a lot of smart people around him and he's got a couple of dumb people around him. Would they have knowingly kept something that they think, okay, this is something they can get us with? It doesn't make sense.
It's not impossible, especially given that it's reported that this information about the location of the items to be searched in this raid came from an inside
awfully
informant.
Awfully specific, man. I just have my...
Yeah, I heard that, and I heard that they figured that there was only like six or seven people that knew this, so, you know, you would think of it for the insiders, they would probably know pretty quick who it was, mm-hmm. but... why even have it if there's even the outside chance that you could get it was against the law?
But now I had it explained to me a little different yesterday, and Joey, if I'm wrong, correct me.
All right.
But the person who can declassify anything, the head person that can declassify anything, is the President of the United States.
Mm.
If he declassified something and decided to take it, and it has been reclassified, then that's no more than a setup than anything else.
Well, the one that would betray that is the special access stuff, the most secretive stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Even if it's declassified, you're not supposed to take that stuff out of certain facilities.
Now, are we breaking laws, or are we just breaking words?
Laws, but it's all the Espionage Act. This is what we're getting into with Napolitano, mm-hmm. and I don't like the Espionage Act. Well, I agree with Rand Paul, it should be repealed, but this is what they're trying to hook him on. And to your point, Cooper, it seems like Trump got bad advisory, thought, you know, the stuff I took is not a problem at all. I mean, for instance, they took stuff like Roger Stone's clemency letter. Like, it's stuff that isn't secretive at all. Like, and they did. They took his passports. And
right,
then
they took his passports.
Apparently, they gave it back yesterday, the passport.
But this all goes back to me with Merrick Garland didn't get a Supreme Court nomination. Remember?
Yeah.
Didn't get it. So is this not him trying to come back? I think it's just petty, petty politics.
Well, and that may be true, but why give him the opportunity?
Mm-hmm.
I agreed, but if anything was taken, I just don't see it taken in the sense of, hey, let's take this even though we're not supposed to take it. Let's take this and see what happens.
Well, that's what I think. I mean, I think, you know, come on. Who can imagine Trump rummaging around right. through 15 boxes of
right.
books?
That's right. my thought.
He's playing golf.
And he's a germaphobe.
What's in there.
He's not getting in them old dirty boxes.
Right.
Of course not.
So,
I mean, if I was him, I'd say, look, I got no idea what's in there. The GSA delivered 40 boxes. You guys yeah. were here in June. I don't know what you took.
Right.
And again, that's my thought. And also the fact that they wanted to, Trump said, make the warrant clear so everybody can see it. Mm-hmm. And of course, Garland was, yeah, let's do it. And now that everybody's agreed to it, let's not do
it. Well,
that.
No, the warrant's out, but they won't release the affidavits.
So. Why not?
Because they don't want to reveal sources and methods.
Screw that, because they're a bunch of freaking crooks.
You're worked up today.
Yeah, you know, I think Trump's going to come out of this just fine, too. But it's one more time that he's opened himself up
yep.
to this harassment.
You're really onto something there, Cooper. And it is frustrating at times, and you got to wonder who's on the inside there. All right, got to run. Appreciate it, man.
Okay.
Let's go to Skeeter. Hello, sir.
What up, Skeeter?
Hey, y'all. How y'all doing today?
Doing all right.
All right. I just got two things. On the boxes they took from Trump, they didn't let anybody see what they was taking, right?
No, they didn't.
Nobody was
right.
able
so
to
we don't know if they put something in there.
Yeah. The chain of custody is broken, right?
Yep.
Well, and they're supposed to leave a thing called a property receipt, which yep. shows what they took, but, you know, it's not the same thing as looking at it.
Yeah, they'd always slip something in there. But anyway, that was my first one. But have y'all seen them commercials where Dynamite Guy is telling you to get more money on your Medicare or Social Security?
No, I have not.
Anyway, they say call the number and tell them your zip code. Mm-hmm. I'll bet you a dime to the dollar that none of them zip codes are red.
Mm. Wouldn't doubt that.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because it's like we live in a red state.
Right.
But I bet they none of the zip codes are from around here. I wonder if there's something you can call and find out all the zip codes are somewhere you can go. Know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've not seen that commercial, but anytime I see the... anyway, I appreciate
there with the Obama phone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I'm calling on an Obama phone. That'd be funny. All right, thank you, Bill.
Thank you, Skeeter.
Thank you, Skeeter. Let's go to Simpler Days. Hello.
Good morning. Would you like for me to call back after the break?
That might serve us well if you got a lot to say.
Well, in a short time to say it.
There you go. Well, yeah, do that if you wouldn't mind.
Well, hold on. We got a business break coming up.
Right.
So let's just go ahead. We'll stretch time. We'll make it work.
Okay. Remember when the Orange Man was accused of planning a story back in the day?
He was John Connor, his own publicist.
Yes. What about if Trump planted the mole? What if Trump planted the confidential informant to the FBI, because bad publicity is better than no publicity at all. So yeah. Trump's got his base rallied now. They're frothing mad. What do you think?
Well, I mean, we need to look, see if we could follow the paper trail or some of the original orders or insights from the informant. Was it written in gold Sharpie? Like, I mean, we need to figure this out. Maybe it's Trump trying to egg them on and not the feds in the middle of it. Simpler Days, I don't know. I'm sitting here going, they're playing with fire. I think everybody is at this point because I don't trust any of these. I'm about to say something.
Hey, shifting gears real quick, a great guest to have on one day, and I met him this past week in Mobile, is the mayor, Sandy Simpson.
Yeah.
He co-founded a private Christian school in Pritchard.